Now, let's turn to a little Gemara, a piece of Gemara. Now, turn to the Gemara that I inhale on the base. And here on the base, after the second two dots, Vamimachke Vamechatche, Omar Ravache Barafchanine, Hashob bin Amudim Bishabes Chayev Mishimimach. So Rashi explains that Hashob bin Amudim Kinyamudei Achsedrois, Shasuim Chalenes Chalenes, Vinismochim Bechalenes bin Amud Lamut, Vyashov Shom Bikakois Abinyan. In other words, if you have a certain structure and you have, let's say, two posts, two pillars, two vertical pillars, and then you have a certain groundwork, and then and wish to sit down, and then one scrapes off that groundwork, he makes it smooth, so the groundwork of the edifice, of a certain kind of a structure that is attached, that is built in, into the karka. So if you scrape off the surface of that ground, so chayiv mishumach. The Ramban is masik. So the Ramban is masik. Now, you'll see the Ramban. Shobin Amudim Pierce Rashes Allah Shobikakois Abin Shamudin Shonolo, Kideshi Holok, Haiv Mishimach, Gulum Stabre, Elom Shumbain. In such a case, when one does what Rashi says here, so it will not be a chiyuv of Mimach, it will be a chiyuv of Boin. Uvisode, if he does it Nisode, if he scrapes off the ground of Isode, if it scrapes off the ground of Ibayis, let's say of a floor. So then, of the floor or any ground that is built on the karg, so then it will be chayiv mishum beini. And if it scrapes off the ground of Isode, it's chayiv mishum cheresh. Kedamrin on biguma. Elohe perushe. Hashofo eya ben amudim kidil rakche. Chayiv mishum imachik. Shechein derech haratzonim lachliki. So, you see how Rashi and Ramban emphasizes. Elohe perushe. Hashofo eya ben amudim kidil rakche. In other words, the intention is to smooth it out and to soften it and to smooth it out. So from Ramban it's also mashma that the intention of smoothing it out is an essential ingredient of the tzuras hamloche. But Ramban, where is according to Rashi? So if someone will smooth out, will scrape the surface of the ground, whether it's the ground of a sod or the ground of a bais, or of any structure that is built into the karke, so it will be chayiv mishumimachik. So the Ramban says, no, if he scrapes the surface of a ground in a bais or in a sod, he will be chayiv either mishum beine or mishum cheresh. Because, so in other words, so whenever you smooth out a karka, so then it doesn't involve mimachik. Then it comes within the meloche of beini or of cheresh. And Rashi shita is that there is no stira, even though he could be if he improves the binyan. So then if he improves the karka in the sode, so then there is a chiyuv of cheresh, but he can be mechuyev for scraping off the surface of the ground mishum mimachik as well. Now, so we see. When Teisa says, "Ashov bin Amudim b'Shabbes Chayev Pirish Rach," the shof oir al Amud kidi lachliki, v'chein berushalm, v'rashe pirish sheshof kakoi shebin Amud echalenis lo inire. What's the lo inire? It means the same asogi as Ramban, because over there when he does it al karke, whether it's karka bayis or karka sode, and any ground or any ground that is built into the karke, so then it's a chiyuv mishum binyan. It's not a chiyuv mishum imach. All right. So that's one thing. Now, And you see the Roshon of Rashi, Vashof Shom Bikar Poyis Abinyan, Shenishon Norov, Kidei Sheyicholok. Why does Rashi emphasize Kidei Sheyicholok? So this expression, Kidei Sheyicholok, this emphasis upon Cholok, Chayim Shemachik, is in accordance with the second Roshon of Rashi, an Auda, not in accordance with the first Roshon of Rashi. Right. Now, then, Omer Afchir Barabi, Gimu Dvorim Soch, Soch Li Ravase, Mishmeid Rabbi Shir Ben Levi, Hamigare Roshik Lunisoyis Bishabes. Bishabes. So that means he planes, if he planes the top, if he scrapes off the top of certain beams, so he's chayev mishumechatech. In other words, because he's makpit al amido, it has to be a certain shape. So he's makpit al amido. Hamimarech ritio b'shabes, if he has a certain medicine and smeared, and he smears it, he smooths it out because it's necessary for the medicine to be smoothed out. So machlik tarbeishes al amako, and he's interested in smoothing out the tarbeishes and the mako. So he's chayv b'shemachik. V'amsatei sesoevim b'shabes chayv b'shemachik b'patish. In other words, le'achar shenekro min orov inechtzivo machlik. So he's chayv b'shemachik b'patish. Omer Rav Shimon ben Kisma, Omer Rav Shimon ben Lokish, Hatzor tzura b'chli, v'amnapeya b'chli zchuchis, chayv b'shemachik b'patish. Omer Rav Yude, hayman d'shok la'kupe miglime, if there are certain threads sticking out, chayv b'shemachik b'patish. V'anim l'kopet al, it bothers him. If it doesn't bother him, it's not makir patish. So then it's not a finishing touch. But if it bothers him, so that means it's not 100% complete. So he wants to get rid of it. So then he'll be chayv shemakir patish. You know, certain many suits, so they have a certain tag attached. So some people, they don't care. It can stay there all the time. But some people are makpit. They want to remove the tag. So if a person is makpit and removing that tag, and if he removes that tag, you know, from the jacket, and Shabbos, he'll be chayev mishum makir patish. If he doesn't care, so then he's not chayev mishum makir patish. Now let's see the thesis. V'amsate se'even chayev mishum makir patish. So Rashi says, misate se'even le'acha shenekro minor v'nechtzivo machliko is chayev mishum makir patish yud ma'amolochi. So the question is, why only makir patish? Why shouldn't he?
That's right. But here's something stuck on afterward. After the suit was completed, stuck on a tag.
I mean, the what you say makes sense. One second. What you say makes sense. I understood what you said. What you say makes sense. In other words, you want to distinguish between removal of a tag and, let's say, a kupe miglime. In other words, a kupe miglime, so that thread came into, was incorporated into the suit, into the garment, as part and parcel of the making of the garment. Mashink in the tag, so the tag was attached. It was attached to the garment. After the garment was completed, so mainly it will not involve a chiyuv makir patish. But you require a big raya. I mean that this is so. If it's mentioned by Rishenim, all right, I would accept it. But I don't see why it should make a difference. Even though the tag is attached after the garment was completed, but the fact is that right now, he's makpit on it. So in other words, the suit is not well adapted for him to wear it until he removes the tag. So why shouldn't he be mechuyev mishum makir patish? It's possible, but it requires a raya. All right. V'amsateis esoeven chayev mishum makir patish avol mishum mechateich umimachik lo mechayev. Why shouldn't he be mechuyev mishum mechateich umimachik? Because when he's misadeh esoeven, so he smooths it out and he shapes it in a certain way so that it will be without edges. So why shouldn't he be chayev mishum mechateich umimachik? The mayre shekvor hi merubas umsukenes elo shemiyape oiso veise bo shirtutin veyifu kein sheisin achshov misate tziyavon. So he says, Mishimechatech umimachek eloi mechayev. Why? Because he deals, there's reference to a case where it's already smooth. It's already smooth. Now, Rashi's Loshen is, mashma, that it's not already smooth before the Mesitus. Because Rashi says, Misadet Zeven Lachash Nekom Noor, Vinechtzevo Machliku. So it's mashma that it was not cholot before the Mesitus. Teisve says that it has reference to a case where it was already cholot before the Mesitus. But from Rashi it's mashma that before the Misateis act, so it's not cholot. Now, so according to Rashi's second Loshen, so then there is no kashe. Why isn't the chayev monefshach? If it is not cholok, it's not smooth before the situs. So it only becomes cholok, it becomes smooth as a result of the situs. Let him be chayev, in addition to makim patish, let him be chayev also because of mimachik. So the answer is, because he doesn't care, he's not interested in a smooth surface. The fact is, he chisels the stone, the rock, in order that it should be adapted. But whether it will be completely smooth or not, that is not important for him. He's not magbid on it. The fact is that when he's misateis, so then he's machliko, but he's not interested in the smooth surface as such. So memele, he's not high. We could say that in Rashi, but you'll see what the Miri says. The Miri says something much more of a chiddush. Now, the Miri says here as follows. From Satis is Eben, Rotzolim Hashem Machliko Acha Shenechtzivo, Chayev Mishimati Bepatish, Shezeu Gmar Melochem, ויש שאלים לפי זה, ויש לחי וגם כמי שמחתך ושמחיק, שהרי הוא מחתכו, הוא מחליקו, עד שפירשו בו זה, אף משמחתי בפטיש. So there is a שאלה ראשונה עם דתי נכנה. That when he says, חי משמחתי בפטיש, means אף משמחתי בפטיש, but he's חי משמחתך, because he's interested in a certain middle. So he doesn't want the edges, he doesn't want that the stone should have all these edges, because if the stone will have all these edges, so it will not be adapted for that particular use. So, and he wants it smooth. So memele is chayev mishum mimachikos. Ela sheikra dovo sheachar shenechtzivo vihushves limidoso ein boid mishum mechatech shearinase hakil. Oh, so mechatech there isn't, because even before the situs, so it's already, it has the right midah. It has the right midah. But then the question is, but it does not have a smooth surface. And after the situs, it has a smooth surface. So vidim imachik inkan, shein hakavone bo lachliko. Because he doesn't have a kavone to smooth it out. Li yistash mishalol miachlei, kin yimimarich ritio. So in other words, so marichitio, when he smooths out the poultice on a wound, on his sore, so then he's interested in smoothing it out. Because only when it's smoothed out, so it'll heal better when it's smoothed out. So over there he has kavonet to machlik, to smooth out the poultice on the sore. But here, ain't a kavonet bo lachliko, li yistash mishalo neyachlei, ki im marichitio, וישוב בין עמודים, ומחיק ססה להחליקי, ואין זה אלוני בעלמה, ואין כאן על גמר מלוך. So when one begins to read the Miri, so he certainly expects that the Miri will say, אין הכוונה בו להחליקו, להחליקו, because he doesn't care whether it's smooth or not. No, but he doesn't say that. He does care whether it's smooth or not. But he says, why? So he says, שאומר לסער מנהל החליקי ואין זה לנאי בעלמה ואין כאן על הגמר מלוכה. He does care that it should be smooth, but as far as the use of the stone is concerned, even if it will not be smoothed out, it will still be adapted 100% to its use. But some people, if they see that the stone is not 100% smooth, if there is a little bit of an edge, so they'll say it's not so beautiful. but it will fulfill the purpose of the stone. But so the Miri goes a step further, and the Miri says that even though he's interested in his smooth surface, but the interest in his smooth surface is not for the purpose of adapting it for its tashmish. The purpose of the smooth surface is linoy bealme. Still, is not chayev. That's much more than Rashi's second lashon. All that Rashi in the second lashon says is that there is no chiyuv of mimachik if a person does not have a kavone, is not interested in the smooth surface. But if he is interested in the smooth surface, then he is chayev mishum mimachik. Whatever the reason is, whether the reason is because without a smooth purpose he cannot use it, or the reason is because it's not so beautiful. So the Miri goes one step further and he says, "Vidim imachik inkan shein akavone bolach likol yestash mishalom deyachlei ki yemimarech ritio." Because over there, if he doesn't smooth out the poultice and the sore and the wound, so then it will not heal. It will not heal properly. Or v'shob bin amudi umeichik esasar minoeya. So then the air cannot be used if he's not meichik. If he's not meichik the sar from the height, it cannot be used for the specific purpose. Here, the stone, even without the perfectly smooth surface, it will still be well adapted for construction purpose or for whatever purpose he wants to use it. But he's still interested, even though he's interested in the smooth surface, it will flatter his ego, but that's only l'nebel. Vein ze l'nebel. So memele is not chay. Vein kan el gmameloche. For gmameloche and the score of gmameloche is chay. Then, alright, so it's a big chiddush. So how is it mashma from this miri? So it's mashma from this miri that not only is the kavone of a smooth surface an essential ingredient of the tzuras amloche, that even if there is kavone to have a smooth surface, but if the kavone is not in order that it should be well adapted for the tashmish, but the kavone is that it should be most beautiful, so he's still not high. Only when the kavone of a smooth surface is for the purpose of a tashmish. That's how he appears to say. Then, the next meaning. Hatzor bichlitzo vize chotzolayim asher nishla makli vize ise bitzor lina ise hoyo v'nakli tzorich lo klal harei zakoye bipatish vile ise vdovo ba'ashlom as hatzor elo av bitchilos. So he says, "Hatzor bichli tzuro shenish makli." Hatzor tzuro kolshu shekolshu mam lochin agman aset pamach levat. Now, so the Meir here is saying not only like the second Roshin Rashi that the kavone of attaining, affecting a smooth surface is an essential ingredient of Meloche, that even if there is that kavone, but if it's Linoi Baalme, he's still not Chayim Shemachik. Only when he has the kavone to affect a smooth surface for the purpose of Tashmish. But if the kavone of effect is for surface is lenu ba'alme, then he's not chayv. Now let's see another piece of Gemara, another mir. Now turn to the Gemara Dafnu Nomad Aleph in Shabbos. Now, here there is a Gemara Dafnu Nomad Aleph, the 10th line from the top, Daf Nun Amud Aleph. Tone Rabbe Barav Chone Kamid Rab Choy Shel Dekel שגודרון לעצים ונמלח עליהן לישיבו צורך לקשר, לקשר, צורך לקשר. רב שמעון גמליאל אומר, אין צורך לקשר. זה מחלוקת בין תנקמה and רב שמעון גמליאל. In other words, if you placed a pile of palm branches for fuel, so he placed them on the floor for the purpose of fuel, for the purpose of fuel, and then he decided to use them for sitting on it, and then v'neshivo tzorich likshir, he has to do a certain maise, because if he doesn't do a certain maise, so it remains mukta. Reb Shimon Gamliel ain't tzorich likshir machshove ba'alme, so the shem mukta is spoken. Then the Gemara says the first big line, Omer Rav Yude machnis odom melei kuposei ofo ve'isei b'kol tzorich ve'isei b'kol tzorich. So in other words, it's not mukti. Dorish marzutre b'shmei marzutre rabbe v'hu sheyichad lekeren zolis. So it's not mukti, even though he did not do any mais in it. So it's still not mukti. Omru rabbonin kamer rav pope kiman krav shim gamliel that ain't zorich likshir. Di krabonin amr bin mais. So just by setting them aside for a certain purpose, so the Shem Mukta is not poka. Omalu rafope afil etayim erabonon. That maize is required. Atkan likam erabonon bin a maize elem midi baravide bin maize. Let's say if you have a bunch of palm branches, so it's possible to do a maize just to tie them. So then, if you don't do the maize, so it remains mukta. Mashein kei nofo, what maize can you do? It's impossible to do a maise. So then, machshove ba'alme, if you are miyachedet for a certain purpose, so memele, the shem mukte is pok. Shem mukte is pok. Akal ramaise maise, bin ba'am vina maise, al mil ba'am vina maise loy. Neimik it anoy. Bichol chofin es akeilim. You can polish with all kinds of things. You can polish keilim, vessels. Chutz mikli kesev bigartiken. But to polish silver, vessels, With gartiken, it's a white earth. Kimin ofo shegodol b'chov yeshal yayin v'kirlin alum v'hu ikati kunkli kesef. So if you polish silver vessels with that white earth, so and the silver vessel is very soft, shakesef rach v'hu mimachik. So then you smooth it out. So it's an av miloch. So bichol chofin es akelim chutzin kli kesef bigartiken ho nata v'cheil muta. However, to use nata v'cheil, other detergents, I mean whatever it is, sand, cheil is plain sand. So that is not geir the kesef. That will not smooth out the surface of the silver. So that is muta. V'atanya nata v'cheil oseh amay lavok mechli. The mars of abino mais. So Rashi said as follows: my love, the Tanya Oseh, love Mishum the Gorale, Elo Mishum Mukti. So the price that says that you cannot use sand, ordinary sand, in polishing silver, is not because of Memachi, because of Mukte. Sand is Mukti. So in other words, so even though you thought that you will use it, but it still remains mukta. Why? Because something that was mukta originally, so by machshove bealme, the shem mukta is not poka. Vitane dishore, that you can use sand in polishing silver, kigen sheich dis mloi kiposi likach, v'yiv al gabi karki, u'man deosa, kov al bino maise v'zel yoche. So the Gemara says no. Loi dikul alme loi bino maise. So you understand this, why one price says that you can polish silver with sand. It doesn't involve any sort of mukt. But one price says you're not. V'loi kashye. Ho Reb Yude doma doma shemischav moser, ho Reb Shim doma shemischav muta. So the price that says that you can polish silver with sand accords with the view of Reb Shimon. the Doloshim is Haven is Muta. So even though there is a possibility, that it will smooth out the surface of the silver Kele. So it's a Doloshim is Haven. The price that says that you cannot polish silver with sand accords with the view of Rabbi Yudeh, the Doloshim is Haven is Oseah. And since it's possible that as a result of using the sand in polishing the silver, so you heal Bigeria, the surface, and the whole surface will be smoothed out. So mainly it's us. So he says, So since it's not a psikreishe, but there is a possibility that he will be geirel, smooth out the surface of the silver. So melitzosa umandi shorit Reb Shimon umiu gartikin is osa. But if you use gartikin, that's white sand, so that will certainly smooth out the surface. You will make Reb Shimon psikreishe liyomus. So don't we see? So as Rashi explains the Gemara, so it's a Gemara meforeshes that even without actual kavone of smoothing out the surface, so there is a nisa of memachik, and according to Rabbi Yude, the dovashin mischaven is osea. So you're not allowed to use ordinary sand in polishing silver because of the possibility to smooth out the surface of the silver. But he is not mischaven. And Rav Shimon, so ordinary sand, yes, but Galtikin, that is a psikreishe, that will certainly, without any doubt, smooth out the surface of the silver, certainly osa. But how about all these Rishenim who say, the second Loshen in Rashi, and the Miri, and the Ritvo, who say that takpode on a smooth surface is an essential ingredient of the Tzuras Amloche. So he is not mechaven to smooth out the surface. The Gemara calls it Dovashin mischaven, and Gartigan is also because of Sikreishin. So let's see now. So you certainly would expect the Miri, who goes much farther than merely saying that without kavone to have a smooth surface, there is no isa of mimachik. He says even if you have kavone, but if the kavone is not for the purpose of the tashmish, but linoi be'alme, then there is no isa of mimachik. So lachas kama v'chamo here, when there is no kavone, certainly there should not be isa of mimachik. So you'll see how the Miri explains it. The Miri explains it like Rashi. Behold, Mishafshifim as a Kelim, Kedili Tzachtach. You can polish Kelim with everything. But you cannot polish silver with gartikin. What's gartikin? That's, it's white sand, but it's really the sediment. Sviveh chovyeh ayayin. So v'yesh mifoshim v'yisei ofer hanikro alu. Mipni sheika tikunei be'ilu. I think it's an English word too, alu. Mipni sheika tikunei be'ilu. V'akesef nigrar al dei tzichtzucho. When you polish it, so then you attain, you affect a smooth surface. Vihu mimachik, shu av miloche, vi av al pishin mischavein, mikol mokim psikrei shehu. Aval nata vichayu muter, shein tikune vikach, vi ain kangrere, vi av al pisha beilu, hu nigdar lipomim, but not always. So mikol mokim ain kam psikrei. So the Miri here is the other pole of what he says in Klal Godel. In Klal Godel he says not only that kavone to smooth out is an essential ingredient, that even if there is kavone to smooth out, but if it's not for the purpose of adapting at litashmish, that if it is for the purpose of beauty, so no machik. Now here, first of all, it's not for the purpose of tashmish. Why does a woman polish silver? for beauty. That's all. There's no other reason. Certainly, the outside of the silver cannot interfere with the use of the silver kelim. The inside maybe sometimes might interfere, but the outside, why should a woman polish the outside surface of silver? Only for beauty. So still is chayv shemachik. So we see that even when it's done l'nei alme, so there is a chayv machik. And then not only when bikavone he does it l'nei alme, even without kavone, as long as there is a psikreishin according to Rabbi Yehuda, even without the psikreishin, so machik is like any other meloche. According to Rabbi Yehuda, he has to be mischavim. Psikreishin is considered mischavim. If there is no psikreishin, it's not mischavim. According to Rabbi Yehuda, even without the psikreishin. So there is still a menilbe. So as far as the first kasha is concerned, so that's no kasha at all. Because true that the Miri says in Klal Gadol that only when someone has kavone to be mimachik, to smooth out the surface for the purpose of itashmish, then it involves a chiyuv of mimachik. But if he has kavone to smooth out the surface for the purpose of nebi alme, not, so it doesn't mean, because there is a distinction between a beauty and some other tashmish. No. If a person is primarily interested in beauty, and that's the reason as to why he does a certain piece of work, so the beauty, that's his tashmish. What difference does it make? So that's his tashmish. So memele, when a person polishes silver, so what's the primary purpose of polishing the silver? Beauty. So that's the tashmish. So then we cannot say l'nei ba'almi. When does the Miri say that if the kavone is l'nei ba'almi, so then it's not considered mimachik when the primary purpose of the piece of work is to adapt it for a certain tashmish. But as long as he does that piece of work, so agavulche, he enjoys making it more beautiful. But he wouldn't do that piece of work for the sake of beauty alone. He's doing that piece of work, let's say, in respect to the Gemara of Amsatei Seseve. He chisels a stone. So why does he do it? In order to have a beautiful stone, so that a visitor, when he sees it, when someone sees it, so say, how beautiful. For that, he wouldn't do it. He wouldn't chisel the stone in order that someone should say, how beautiful. He chisels the stone in order to adapt it for a certain use, to be put into a certain structure of whatever other use he has in mind. That's his primary purpose in chiseling the stone. But as long as he chisels the stone and he has to do it, so he enjoys the fact that it's smoothed out too. So people, why not? People say it's beautiful. But that's not the purpose of the work. The purpose of the work is some tashmish other than beauty. But if beauty is the purpose of the work, so that's also a tashmish. What difference does it make what kind of a tashmish it is? So there is, that's no kashi. But the Miri in Klal Gadol emphasizes several times that when is there a meloche of mimachik only when it's kavone lachlike. And here, when he uses gartiken in polishing silver, he doesn't have a kavone lachlike. And v'horaye, Rashi says that it's because of psikreishe. And v'horaye, according to Rabbi Yehuda, so even plain sand cannot be used in polishing silver because of the possibility he'll smooth it out. So, but there is no kavone lachlike. And if kavone lachlike is an essential ingredient in meloche, so why should Rabbi Yehuda say that you cannot polish silver with sand because of the possibility it will smooth out the surface? So it's mashma from the Miri that he does that even according to the Miri, it's not the actual kavone that constitutes the essential ingredient of the tzuras amloche of mimachik, but the fact that he is nene from that smooth surface. Now we said in explaining the Rishenim Achilik and Rabbi Tam says that Chilif is Chayev Mishum Emachik. So we raise the question, why? Because when he squeezes out the milk from the udder of the behemoth, so he has to flatten out and smooth out the udder of the behemoth. So he has the kashe, but it's Melachos Shenitzchil Yikvo. It is a psikreshel yichpes. So we said, we mentioned the Ramban and the Ran, that when something is used as a means towards an end, even though it's not nichale per se, but since it's a necessary means towards an end, even though it is not nene from that miloche per se, so it's considered psikreshel nichale. It's considered milochatzrichale guf. So that's the reason as to why Rabbi Tam says that Chilif Chayiv Shemach. However, the other Rishenim who are Chilik Rabbi Tam and say that Chilif is not Chayiv Shemach, even though they are not Chilik on the Mitzias. And as far as the Mitzias is concerned, they'll agree with Rabbi Tam that in order to milk, to obtain milk, you must flatten out and smooth out the surface of the order of the behemoth. Otherwise, it'll be impossible. It'll be impossible to obtain milk. So it is a means towards an end, and still is not chayv shel machik. So I said, because the other sheinim u'achilik ramatam, they hold that the kavone for a smooth surface is an essential ingredient of mloche. So it doesn't mean kavone mamesh that we see from. It doesn't mean intention mamesh. It means an interest in it. If he is interested in this smooth surface, whether Imamish intends it or not, is not important. As long as he is interested, as he is nene, as he has an interest in this smooth surface, even if he doesn't Mamish intend it. So because of that, when you use Gartiken in polishing silver, he does not intend. He wants. So here you cannot say Linei Balme, because here the Tashmish is not. I mean, that's the whole purpose of polishing silver. Why? In order to make it beautiful. But if the woman uses Gartiken in polishing silver, she intends to make it beautiful. But she does not intend Davke to smooth out the surface. Suppose she will polish the silver and she will not smooth out the surface, she'll also be happy. But of course, if she'll smooth out the surface, then it will be more beautiful if the whole surface is smoothed out. And that is the tashmish, the beauty is the tashmish. So even though there is no actual kavone, but she certainly is interested in a smooth surface. She'll enjoy it more if the surface of the silver will be smoothed out. And the beauty, that's the tashmish. So Mimele, it's considered Mimachik. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, that Dovashini Mischave in his Osea, so he's not allowed even to use ordinary sand in polishing silver, because of the possibility that it will smooth out the surface. And if this will happen, so then she'll enjoy it. So she has an interest in a smooth surface. So as long as one is nene of the smooth surface, as he has an interest in his smooth surface, so Mimele is Chayv Mishemachik. So it's not the actual kavone that constitutes an essential ingredient of the Mitzvah Samloche, but the interest in his smooth surface. Not the kavone, but the interest in his smooth surface. But according to Rav Shimon, the mere possibility doesn't answer it, because it's Dovashin Mischav, Mashainkin, according to Rabbi Yehuda, even if it's not the Psikreshe, but as long as it's Nichale, and she has an interest in the smooth surface, so that's considered Kavone. So when the Miri, it's true that the Miri uses the word Kavonosil Achlik, but he doesn't use the word Kavone in the sense of intention, but in the sense of an interest. So he says, So v'dimimachik inkan she'ein akavone bo le'achliko li'istash mishaloi neyach leikin yimimarech ritiyo v'shob bin amudim u'meichik. So when he says she'ein akavone bo le'achliko, he means he has no interest, he has no real interest in a smooth surface, because his real interest is to adapt it for a certain use, whether it will have a smooth surface or not. So that's not his real interest. שאין הכוון בו להחליק על יסטש משלו ניח לי, כי אמר חיתי או בשוב בן עמודים, ומחק את השר מנהיר להחליק. ואין זה לנהי בעלמה, ואין כאן לגמר מלוכת. מה שאין כן in the case of Gartiken, that is used in polishing silver, so there, he, even though he does not have the actual intention, but he has an interest in a smooth surface, and because the smooth surface will make it more beautiful, and the beauty, that's the tashmish that she's interested in. So memele, it's considered to involve a nisa of memach.
But when you don't see other instances of Moshin Tichu Moshin Skaven, where you have a dwarf or totally separate what
his
main purposes.
What? But in other milochas, where there is no special aloche of an interest in a smooth surface, so then true there is aloche of dovashin mischaving, and psikreshin liichbes leidoch says he's not considered mischaving, but where it's a means towards an end, so then it's considered psikreshin nichle. Mashein kein ligabi machik, where an interest in a smooth surface is an essential ingredient of the meloche, so even when it is a means towards an end, it's still not chayev. But if he has an interest in the smooth surface per se, not as a means towards an end, then he's chayev, even according to Rashi's second lotion, even according to the Miri. One second, I want to cover more ground, please. All right. Now, Hakeshev Amatim. Kshira b'mishken heicha avoye Oma rove shechen keishrim b'yisei desol. So in the Mishkan they did the kshira whenever they had to tie the pegs of the tents. Ha'hu keishar naslehatehu Elo marabai shechen erge yiriyei shenifti kol nimo keishrin eiso shechen keishrin eiso. So in other words, those who weave curtains, so if something tore, so they had to tie it. Omalei Rove taritz the keisha. My matter, my iklameimer. Where do you find matter in the Mishkan? V'chiteime di misram le treichute kitre ba'adode. Two nuts. Shor echad v'kot echad. So that word. So there were two. You saw that two pshat. Rashi says. Stasis mentioned that. Rashi says. Rashi says ba'adode b'shnei chutn zitoze. Shor echad la'achar v'kosu matter echad. מפני שבלתי מנירים ויקות אחת כלי מניח כמו שהוא. So if one found the mishk, they say I'm loch on the mishk, if they found, let's say, two knots, and so they untied one and they left one, so memele, so that gemores hava mine was that was the basis of the meloche of matir. So of matir, even though it was not matir on laslikshe, it was not matir on laslikshe. This is what Teisa said. So ulfi mashe pirush Rashi b'gemara de misram litrik kitre ba'adod b'shnei chutn zeitzel ze shor echad mani echad mashe mechayev v'lo yam laslikshe v'lo shin kotel l'mashe kiperush. But avol rach pirush v'chein mashe b'rushalme kishin sakhu b'shnei mikei meiz v'nikshe matirim b'izak shorim ומשליחים לחוצם צוי וחזרים וקשרים שני הראשים זה בזה. So when the chut was nifsak, so then they untied both, and then and they threw away the middle piece of the thread, and then they were kesher the two ends. So in other words, so this untying was for the purpose of being kesher. So it's matter naslikshia. So in other words, so this is how Tesis proved that according to Rashi, so in the Mishkan it existed, certainly according to Havamin of the Gemara, so in the Mishkan it existed, so the matter existed, Shaloi Almanas Likshir, but according to Rach, so it existed, Almanas Likshir. So really according to Rach, Tesis says, one is not Chayev unless it's Almanas Likshir. Now we explain that Tesis, right? So the Gemara refutes that. It's impossible, it's inconceivable that this was done in the Mishnah. Hashnu v'nim melech posav v'domenes in kei v'nim melech malcha mocha kodesh boch elo amarove v'itim rabbi loye shachin tzadech halozein kei shrinu matir v'ateifa shtei tviris v'olei kaime v'olei kaime omar rabbi v'achone omar rabbi yechanen v'hu shekoshron. So in other words, so then it is kaime, then it is kaime hakeri amas litvir kri b'mishku yahave רבי ורב זעירא דאמרת אביי שכן יריה שנופו בו דרנה קירים בו ותפרנה איסו. So if he must attack the יריה, so then they used to make a rent and to sew it up. So it existed in the Mishk. אומר רב זוטרה בטובי אומר רב המתי החוץ של פירה בשבס חייב חטוס. So we saw that there is a מחלקס between רשי נרח, according to Rashi, so he's chayev mishum tvire, even though there was no ma'ase tvire, he didn't put in any stitches, nothing, he just stretched out the thread, and according, so he's chayev mishum tvire, because it accomplishes the same result that stitches accomplish, it holds it together. And according to the Rach, no, when is the chiyuv of tvire? Only when you put in stitches, when there is an actual tvire. But if you don't put in stitches, you just stretch out the thread, so then there is no teve. But why is a chayev? Is chayev on the score of teve? What's the shayches with teve? Because what you do when you are teve, you make threads. And what's the purpose of making threads? What do you need threads for? In order to make with the threads to make stitches that will tighten things together. So in this case, the thread is there, but as long as it's loose and as long as it's not stretched out, so it doesn't fulfill the function of thread. The function of thread is to be used in stitches, and now in the loose state it is not used in stitches, but by stretching it out, so he enables the thread to fulfill its function of being used in stitches. So mimele it's it all the tape. ועלי מדברכות מן המגוש חייב מיס. It doesn't mean חייב מיס ממש, it means it's a big avere. והידי הלחשב תקוף וסמזול איס ונחי שיפוסו לספר ממנו מגוש תרב ושמואל חד או מחרשה וחד או מגדוף. So one says that מגוש תה, והגוש תה is a magician, a מחשב וחד או מגדוף. What is גדופה? גדופה. So is time the Rav Magadu. The Omar Rav Zutre Batuv Yom Rav Halimi Dovarechot Min Amadush Chayev Mis Chayev Mis. You're not allowed to learn even an important thing, and even a Dvar Torah. But from the Mises and Madiach, we're not allowed to learn anything. This Al-Kadai Tochal, she haksi, we silamid lase, yisavolat lomid lovin leheles. This time. So in other words, so Maise Kikef is muter, if it's for the purpose of living. So there is a special Zerzakos. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin says that Rabbi Akiva learned all Maise Kikef because he wanted to know what Kikef is. Omer Rav Shimon ben Pazi, Omer Rav Shimon ben Levi, Mishum Bakapore, Kol Hayedei Lechashiv Tkufes Mazolis V'Nechei Sheif Olav Hakotz Veimer V'Espel Ad Hashem L'Yabitu Ma'ase Yodof L'Ro. Omer Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Omer Rav Yechanan, Minayim Shemitzal Odom Lechashiv Tkufes Mazolis Shenemar Ushmartem V'Asisem Ki Chochmaschon V'Nasron In Amim Izel Chochmo Bino Shirein Amim Heveimer Zechishuv Tkufes Mazolis. Now there are several pshotim here on this. Leine amim shechokhma nikeresh hi shemar lehem simen lidvorov b'yilu chachamo v'amazolitz shemiyidin kidvorov sheim eos shono zu kshumo v'yikein shono zu shchuno v'yikein shekolo yitim lifi mala chachamo mazleseo mazleseo b'mazotolo hake lifi asho ha-mazcheles lishamish v'chnisa sachamo l'mazol. That's Rashi's shem. So it means mitzvah lechashiv tkufes mazolitz means if he learns about the star, so that he will be able to predict whether it will be a rainy weather or a dry weather. That's Rashi's pshat. Now, as a matter of fact, there is a special love that I say Lisaininu. So, what is Lisaininu? Elu Hanisnin Iti. So, in other words, those who say that this day is good for certain business, and this day is bad for certain business. So that's a love the raisi. So how can there be a mitzvah? How can there be a mitzvah, I mean, to learn a certain kind of a science in order to be able to predict whether it will be a rainy weather or not? The answer is, Rashi doesn't say, שהחוכמו שמר אלוהם סימון לדבורו בלחכם ומאזולאיס, what days it's good to do a certain type of work or not. That's astrology. But apparently Rashi mentions, he spells out Shono Zug Shumo and Shono Zug Shchuno. I mean, there are some scientists today who try to predict the weather for many months ahead on the basis of what they call science. Whether it's really scientific or not is another question. But what is it? Yeah, all right. So, but this will not involve an Isser of Lisaininu. This will not involve an Isser of Lisaininu. One second. This will not involve an Isser of Lisaininu, because only when one predicts certain actions, I mean, what actions should take place on a certain day, that comes within the love of Lisaininu. But if he just tries to predict the weather, then it doesn't come within Lisaininu. But the Rambam in the Tshuva, and also the Rambam in Mir Nivuchim, and the Rambam implies it in the Yisidat Teira also. So his pshat of Menayim Shemitzvah Odom Lechashiv Tkufis Mazoleis is that it is that when one studies science, so it's a mitzvah, a natural science, because through a knowledge of natural science, one attains Avas Abere. So there are two Mamore Chazal. One Droshe is Eich HaDerech Le'avei Histakel B'Tirose Zui HaDerech Le'avei. And the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs mentions that Droshe. In other words, to attain Avas Hashem through the study of the Torah. And then Histakel B'Masov. But, you know, it's much more difficult to attain Avas Hashem through the study of nature than it is to attain Avas Hashem through the study of the Torah. In order to attain Avas Hashem through study of nature, he must be on a very, very high level. But to attain Avas Abere through the study of the Torah, he doesn't have to be on a very high level. He only has to become completely involved in the study of the Torah. If he studies Torah only superficially, so naturally, it's not conducive, it will not conduce Avas Abere. But if he becomes completely b'chol libei u'chol nafshei u'chol me'edei involved in the study of the Torah, so he doesn't have to be a great intellectual with a great mind with an IQ of 180, even if he has average intelligence, if he becomes completely involved in the study of the Torah, he'll certainly attain Avas Abere. But to attain Avas Abere through the study of nature, well, so sometimes even if you are a scientist, as great a scientist, an intellectual giant as Albert Einstein, and you still don't attain Avas Abere. But if a person studies nature from the point of view of Avas Abere, then he certainly became a mitzvah. This the Rambam spells out in Yisidat here. Then, one second, please, I want to cover a lot of ground. You'll discuss it with me, but please don't interrupt me now. You see that I'm in a rush. So, then there is another pshat. There is another pshat in that's the pshat of the smag. The smag mentions in the Minyan HaMitzvahs, the smag mentions a mitzvah of being mechashiv tkufis mazolis. You see, the Rambam, even though he explains it on the basis of Aves Abirei, so just because he explains it on the basis of Avto, so as Hashem Alekecho, so he doesn't mention it as a separate mitzvah, because Avto as Hashem Alekecho b'chol levav b'chol nafshecho b'chol meidecho is included in the Minyan HaMitzvahs. But the smag mentions chishuv tkufis mazolis as a separate mitzvah in the Minyan Ramach, And what's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is incumbent upon Besden. They have to know how to figure out when the Levone will be seen, let's say on a certain night or on a certain day, on certain mountains in Eretz Yisrael, so that they will be able to verify whether a certain testimony by the Eidei Kiddush HaChodesh is a true testimony or it's a false testimony. So it's a mitzvah min HaTorah, according to the Smag, incumbent upon Bezd, not upon every Jew, but only upon Bezd, or someone who has aspirations to be a member of the Bezdin, to know astronomy so that he would be able to figure out exactly when the moon will be seen on a certain night and in what place it will be seen. All right, so there are three pshat. Hatzot tzvi. Tona Rabbanon. Hatzot chalozeim va'apeitzei ein echayev alachas. Rabbi Yudhei mechayev shtayim. Sorry, Rabbi, I'm sorry, but I have to cover some ground because it's just before Rosh Hashanah. I have to cover some ground. Hatzot chalozeim va'apeitzei nechayev alachas. Rabbi Yudhei mechayev shtayim. שוי רב יהודה אם היה פציעה בכלל דישי אומרו לה אם פציעה בכלל דישי אומר רובי מי תיימד רבונון כוסברה אין דישי אל לגדולי קרק so there is a מחלקת between תנקמה and רב יהודה תנקמה says the עצות חלוזן והפיצה אין החייב לחש which אחס משום צות because he captured the חלוז and Rabbi Yudah says it's chayv shtai. First, it's chayv echatos mishum tzeide, and it's chayv echatos mishum dishi. So the Rabbonon said to Rabbi Yudah, im tzir bechol dishi. Omar rove maitam le Rabbonon, kosavre in dishi al gdule karke. And the chalozin, that's a fish. So it's a dog. So a dog in Hebrew, not a dog in English. So in dishi el, so a fish is not gdule karke. Because a dog in English is a controversial figure. It would be told in the Machlekes Rishonim as to whether he's Gidulei Karka or not Gidulei Karka. So, Omar Rove, my time with Rabbonon, Kosavre in Dishel Gidulei Karka. Vilichayev Name Mishmetlas Nishome. So, Mimele, there should be a Chiyuv according to the Tanekame, a second Chiyuv Chatos. True, not Mishum Dishe, but let him, in addition to the Chiyuv of Tzedeh, let him be Mechuyev, Mishum Mitlas Nishome. Omer Rabbi Yechon Shepotzi Mes. Rov Omer, Afilu Teime Shepotzi Chai. Misazik Hu Yitzel Mitlas Nishome. Now let's see how Rash is there. In Chayev, Hapei Tzedeh, Kibi Yodov Shei Tzedome. In Chayev Elachaz. Mishum Tzedeh, Avala Apsiya Leke Chiyuv. בכלל דישה שמפרק דומה ממנו כי מפרק תבוע מקשן שלו מסעסיק הוא יצלתי נשא שומע כלי מלגב הוא יצלס נשומע ומסעסיק בדבר אחר ולהב עם מלאכס מחשבס שאין מסחבן שיומוס so how does Rashi explain it when Rove says אפילו תאים שפוצר חי מסעסיק הוא יצלתי נשא שומע so he's not חייב why is he פותר על נטילס נשומע because of Melechas Machsheves, because of his Shabbos Dikaloche. This is how Rashi explains it. But Teisves is Chelik on Rashi. Teisves says, Misasik hu isel tilas nishome, hai misasif lav davki, do misasik b'chabure chayev, li Reb Shimon, di oma b'seifik sofik ochal, hanach li tineike, so yu mikalko b'chabure chayev, misasik name chayev. Now there is a machleket between Reb Shimon and Reb Yude, as to whether Mikalkil, but now the general principle is that Mikalkil is pot, kolam kalkilim pturim. But Reb Shimon says that Mikalkil, but Chaburo is chayev. Chaburo is an exception to the general principle. Chaburo, Mavir also. But we are not concerned now with Mavir. So he says that Chaburo, Chayveil, is an exception to the general principle of Mikalkilim pturim. And Chayvei leave me if he's a Mikalkil is Chayev. How does Reb Shimon know that Mikalkil b'chabur is Chayev? Because the Torah had to mention an extra Gzeres HaKosov that Mila is Deicha Shabbos. But if the Mila Bismano is Deicha Shabbos, so only Mila Bismano is Mutar on Shabbos. But Mila Shaloi Bismano is Osar on Shabbos. Why is it Mila Shaloi Bismano Osar on Shabbos? He's mechuyev to bring kind of mitzvah of Mila Shaloi Bismano. The answer is it involves a meloche. What kind of meloche? Chabure. but he's a mikalkel. He's a mikalkel, and even though there is a tikkun ktsas, the kiyama mitzvah, but that's not a real tikkun, that's only considered as a tikkun ktsas. So mimele, it should be considered mikalkel, as far as the concept of mikalkel is concerned. So even though he's mikayim a mitzvah of mile, so it's still considered mikalkel. So why does the Torah have to tell us that bismano you are allowed to be mal, and shaloi bismano you are not allowed? Everything should be allowed, even mila shaloi bismano, because there is no isa deraisa, he's a mikalkel. And the tikkun of the mitzvah, that's a tikkun ktsas, that's not a real tikkun. So the answer is that chaburo even mikalkel is chayev. So mimele even mila shaloi bismano is osea, but mila bismano is a special aloche, that mila bismano is there. That's Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rav Shimon. Rav Yehuda, however, he holds that mikalkel b'chabur, if it will be a real mikalkel, so even b'chabur will be poter. So then you ask, so why does the Torah have to tell us that mila bismano is deiche and mila shel bismano is osea? Even mila shel bismano should be muter because he's mikalkel. So Rav Yehuda says mila is not mikalkel because there is the tikkun the mitzvah is mikayim. He's mikayim the mitzvah. There is a tikkun koldu, so it's not even mikalkel. So there is a machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Shimon as to whether mikalkel b'chabur is chayev, mikalkel b'chabur is potter. Now there the Gemara mentions a machlekes between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shimon. If somebody had a tinik to be mal on Shabbos and he made a mistake instead of maling the tinik, who had to be nimel on Shabbos was a mila bismano. So he was mal a tineik that was shaloi bismano. So there is a machlekes between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shimon. There is a machlekes between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shimon as to whether he is chayav kol or not. So the machlekes is in another question as to whether to bidvar mitzvah. So and the osam melacha, whether he is chayav or not. So he says hanach litineik. So we see. So hanach litineik is, but the question is, he is misaseik. So the Gemara asks. So why does Rabbi Yeshua say that Rabbi Lezer says he's potter, Rabbi Yeshua says he's chayev? Why does Rabbi Yeshua say he's chayev, but he should be potter on the score of misaseik? All right. So as far as Tobit Vamitzvah is concerned, so he holds Tobit Vamitzvah is also chayev, but he should be potter because of misaseik. So the Gemara gives a teres, increases halanach litneikis hoyum kalkol b'chabur chayev misaseik nami chayev. Since we have a special gzeras hakosov that mikalkel b'chabur is chayev, so the same gzeras hakosov tells us that misasik b'chabur is also chayev. What's the connection between mikalkel b'chabur and misasik b'chabur? After all, the gzeras hakosov is in connection with mikalkel b'chabur. That's the gzeras hakosov of mila bismano, but there is not misasik. So the answer is, why is mikalkel generally poter? Because it's not milachas machshavis. Why is misasik poter by Shabbos? Because it's not milachas machshavis. So the same, the ptur of mikalkel is based upon the same posik as the ptur of misasik. Since the Torah tells us in Mila b'Shabbes that mikalkel b'chaburo is chayev, that means that the requirement of melechas machshavis doesn't apply to chaburo. So it has relevance ligabi misasik chabur too, because why should misasik be poter because of melechas machshavis, and mikalkel is also poter generally because of melechas machshavis. So since the Torah tells us that there is no din of melechas machshavis ligabi mikalkel, so there is no din of melechas machshavis ligabi misasik. So he says, "Hi, misasik lav davke. The misasik b'chabur chayv. Rav Shimon misif pirisov yikochav. Anachu taniki slum kal b'chabur chayv. Misasik lam chayv. Vitay mikiyal v'beirik. Midi tzrich l'mishra memila. Michol mikal b'chabur chayv. V'lechashinu mleches machsheves. Dimkal kel dal mulem miftel mishum mleches machsheves. Kidom abisif pirikam edel gige. Umisas. So how can the Gemara say that misasik uitzel tilas nishome? Because chabur nitilas nishome is the same eloche." Chayvil is chayev mishum told of Metilis Nishome, and according to Rav Shimon, so misasik b'chabur is chayev, so misasik Metilis Nishome is chayev. So how can Rav say that misasik Metilis Nishome is poter, chabur Metilis Nishome is ein hach? The answer is, when the Gemara says here misasik, the Gemara doesn't mean the misasik of melechas machsheves. because the misasik of lechem mashevet has no relevance ligabe nitlas yishamid, just as it has no relevance ligabe chabure. But the Gemara means the general principle of dovah shein mischavim, which is a dinin kolatere kule. So memele, that doesn't emanate. The halacha of dovah shein mischavim muter doesn't emanate from the gzeras hakosu of lechem mashevet. That's a general principle. So since it doesn't emanate from the gzeras hakosu of lechem mashevet, it applies to chabure and to tilas nishamid, just as it applies to other melachos. Misasik v'ocher hani ish mischavim ki mischavim kvalim lochem muter afal b'chabure afal pidul iboyim lechem mashevet k'mi kol isurin shebatire l'shayab lechem mashevet v'shori mischavim ki doma mechiksus mechin ki dalkon. Even though he's aveir, he's leiv shatnes, but since he's not mischavein, so it's muter. Uvashlo ischam mechamt neachamo v'chei mucham v'chei diksuves. Do marim timtzolim adam chabure me'arba lidam mutzorich ulanas atzmei tzorich. V'im timtzolim anas atzmei tzorich halochik rabbi yudah halochik rabbi shimon pirim dova shem mischavein. V'im timtzolim halochik rabbi yudah dova shem mischavein bim kal keil halochik iman mashma di halochik rabbi shimon dova shem mischavein sulekel isvuke bim kal keil dafu mikal ko b'chabure chayev ki mischavein muter. So we have here a machleke between Rashi and Tosfos. When Rove says, I feel it ain't Mishipotzechai, Misasik, Otsitlas Nishome, so Rashi says that Misasik, some melee is Potter, why is it Potter, and the specific Dean of Shabbos, of Tulachas Machshavis. And Tosfos says no. Misasiku is shome because of the general principle of Dovashim Mishav Muta. So Tosfos Kashi is outstanding against Rashi. How can Rashi say that Rove is saying, "Afilu tei mishepotzechai, misasik v'tilas nishome." So because of melachas machsheves, so he's poter from tilas nishome. But the Gemara in Krisa says in so many words that misasik v'chabura is chayev. And what is chaburo? Chaburo is a tolder from tilas nishome. So if we have a gzeras hakosuf, that misasik is in chaburo is chayev. So that means that misasik in tilas nishome is chayev. So how can Tanakame say that Atzot Chalozim Vapei say he's poter underscore of tilas nishome because he's misasik, but it's misasik bin tilas nishome. That's really Tosfos Raya. So that Raya of Tosfos is a kashe against Rashi. So we have to say that according to Rashi, the gzeras hakosuf, after all, there is a general principle of melachas machsheves that mikalkil is poter in all melachas, that mikalkil is poter in all melachas, that misasik is poter in all melachas. But we have a gzeras hakosuf of mile that mile bismale v'echa shabbos. Apparently, it involves a melach, but he is a mikalkil. So that means that the gzeras hakosuf of melachas machsheves does not apply to chabure. So the gzeras hakosuf only tells us, that it doesn't apply to chabure, the tolder of nitilas nishome. But the gzeras hakosuf does not apply to the av of nitilas nishome itself. So, and you cannot ask, how can the tolder of nitilas nishome be more homo than the av of nitilas nishome? If someone makes a chabure and he's a mikalkel, so he's chayef, even though it's not melachas machsheves. And if somebody is neitel nishome, so then he's poter. There is no such kashe because it's a special gzeras hakosuf. So memele the gzeras hakosuf applies only to the tolder of chabure. The chabure, the tolder of tilas nishome, but not to the avtilas nishome. And on that point, Tosfos is chelik al Rashi. According to Tosfos, so the gzeras hakosuf that mikalkel is chayev applies not only to the tolder of chabure, but it applies to the avtu. So that's the machlekes between Rashi and Tosfos. All right, now so Rav Amar afilu teimei shepotzechai. Misasik us neshom. Wa baye bi rove damot avaye made Rav Shimon psikhei shel yamus. So made Rav Shimon psikhei shel yamus. So according to Tosfos Pshat, the Tosfos explains Rove on the basis of Dovah Shein Mischavim. So the Gemara is asking, wa baye bi rove damot avaye, that psikhei she is considered mischavim. according to Rashi, that Rove, when he says Misazmas and Shome, so it's on the basis of Melechas Machsheves. So the still the Kasha of the Gemara is very good. That's not difficult. That if it's a psikreishe, then it's considered Melechas Machsheves. Only when there is a mere possibility that the Melech will be done, then it's inconsistent with Melechas Machsheves. Mashenken, if it's a psikreishe, then it's consistent with Melechas Machsheves. So the Gemara gives a teret, Shana Oche, the Kamodis bin Ishomet, Vei Nichalei, Keicha de Litzel Tzivei. So, Tesis explains it, that the Gemara means that here he cannot be Chayev. So the Tanekame of the Braise says that he is not Chayev on the score of Nichalas Nishome. Why? Because it's a Melocha Shenetzricha Legufo. Because he is not interested in the deadening of the Chalozei. On the contrary, he would be much happier if he could obtain the blood of the Chalozein without deadening the Chalozein. Because if the Chalozein is alive, so then it's a better dying agent than when it is dead. It can be used as a dying agent even if the Chalozein dies, but it will be an even better dying agent, the dying agent, if it is alive. Not dying, I mean D-Y, not D-I. Okay, so Memele, it's a Meloche Sheino Tzricho. It's a melacha shenitzricha leguf. It's a melacha shenitzricha leguf. So that means that the Gemara is now chizeh from Rove's teretz, according to Tesis Pshat. Because Rove before explained it on the basis of a general principle. Misasigus l'neshome on the basis of the Roshin Mishab. So that was refuted. Because by Psikreishe is considered Mishabin. Now the Gemara explains that an Akame's din, that he's not chayev on the score of Ntilas Nishome, on the basis of Melocha Shenitzchil Kufo, which is not the general principle, it's a specific principle, peculiar to Shabbos. In Kol Atere Kule, there is no such concept as Melocha Shenitzchil Kufo, only Gavi Shabbos. So that means that the Gemara in the Maskone is not accepting Rove's teretz. So the Gemara should say, Elo Shanoche. The Gemara doesn't say, Elo Shanoche. So that involves a slight difficulty with Tesis Pshat. But according to Tesis, we have to say that even though the Gemara doesn't say Elo Shanoche, but it means the same thing. It means the same thing. In other words, that the Gemara is Chezeya from Roves Teretz, Misasigus Tilsishome, which was based upon the general principle of Mishram. Now the Gemara is saying, no, he's Potter here because of his special reason, because of Melocha Shenitzricha Legufo. So that means, it's Melocha Shenitzricha Legufo, Melocha Shenitzricha Legufo, so then there is another slight Eichak in Teitz Shitin. Because if the reason as to why Hatzot Chalozin Vapeitze is not Chayev on the score of Ntilas Nishomo is because Melocha Shenitzricha Legufo, so it can only accord with Rab Shimon, it cannot accord with Rab Yude, and Rab Yude holds Melocha Shenitzricha Legufo is Chayev. So we understand this why the Tanakhame says Hatzot Chalozin Vapeitze Chayev Lachas. He's only chayv on the score of tzedek. He's not chayv on the score of dishe because in dishe we do a karke. He's not chayv on the score of tilas nishome because melocha shenitzchil gufo. But Rabbi Yude in a chayv shtai. Why? One chatos is chayv on the score of tzedek. A second chatos is chayv on the score of dishe because he is dishe we do a karke. But Rabbi Yude should say is chayv sholish. Rabbi Yude himself holds melocha shenitzchicho legufo is chayev, so we should say chayev sholeish. Tzeide dishe nitilas nishome. So Tesis will have to say in Achaname, according to Rabbi Yude, he will be chayev sholeish. But right now, Rabbi Yude is not concerned with the question of melocha shenitzchicho legufo. And that, as far as that question is concerned, so he discusses it in other places with Rab Shimon. So why inject another machlekes when we are not concerned with that? So he says, in other words, when Rabbi Yudah says Chayev Shtayim, in other words, so he's in effect saying, according to the days of Shad, assuming, this is how Rishenim say it, in other words, Rabbi Yudah is saying, he's addressing himself to the Rabbonon, and he say, evenly the true that you agree with Rab Shimon, that Melocha Shenitzricha Legufo is Poter, so maybe cannot be Chayev on the score of Ntilas Nishome, but L'chol HaPoches is Chayev Tuchatoes on the score of Tzede and on the score of Dish. Alright, but Rashi, according to Rashi, said Gemore was not Chazer from Rav's Teretz. And when the Gemara says Shana Hochad, the Kama Diz Benishomo, Tvei Nicha Lekecha Litzel Tzivei, so this is explanatory of Rav's Teretz. So the Gemara is really corroborating and confirming Rav's Teretz. Afilu Teime Shepotzechai Misasiko is Tzivishome, because it's not Melechas Machsheves. But it is Melechas Machsheves, Psikreishi is Melechas Machsheves. So Rashi says there are two kinds of Psikreishi. There is one Psikreishi, let's see the Rashi. And the Ramban says the same thing. Ramban, the Miri, they said the same thing. So in other words, now, the shita of the Orch is that psikreishe de lo yich beslei is muter lechatrile. There is not even a nisad rabbon. Is muter lechatrile in kol haterikule. Bein b'shabes, bein b'shoisum. Bein b'shoisum. And the raya, one of the rayas, the Orch has many rayas, but many rayas many rayas of the Orch deal with the Shabbos decaying. Masha'inkin, one raya of Mizalkin Yain al Gaboishim, Daftari Kalef in Zvochim, does not deal with Shabbos. It deals with an other Isa of Eishtomi Tukat al Mizbeach Loi Sirpe, so it's allowed the raise to extinguish the fire of the Mizbeach. So Shmuel says, Daftari Kalef in Zvochim, Mizalkin Yain al Gaboishim, when you make Nisuchayayim, so you are allowed to pour the wine and the Geholim of the Mizbeach. But the question is, so the Gemara says, Shmuel itaymi, because Shmuel paskens like Rav Shimon, Dovah Shem Yischav Mizmuta. So all the Rishonim raise the question, but made Rav Shimon Psikreishe V'Loyomus. So how can Shmuel say that one is allowed to pour the wine and the Mizbeach, but when he pours the wine and the Mizbeach, so it will necessarily result in a kibu. So Teisves in Zvochim gives the Teretz that many times, so when you drop wine, let's say, when you pour something and the Mizbeach, so you pour it in such a way that it will not necessarily involve a kibu of the Geholim. So in a chaname, to pour it in such a way that it will definitely, necessarily, without any doubt, result in a kibbutz of the Geholim, then it's also because it's psikreishe. But Shmuel does not have reference to that kind of a ziluf. Shmuel has reference to a ziluf where it does not involve a psikreishe. Let's say he pours it, let's say the Geholim are here, and he pours it here, near the Geholim. So then, maybe it will extinguish the Geholim, maybe it will not. But if it is a psikreishe, in a chaname, it is awesome. The Oruch assumed that when Shmuel says Mizalfin Yayin al Gabo Yishin, it has reference to a case where he pours the wine directly on the Geholim, and where it's 100% that it will extinguish the fire. So why does Shmuel say it's muter? Because it's Dovah Shem Yischav. So from that he deduces the concept that psikreishe do yich beslei is muter. When do we say Dovah psikreishe is considered mischavein? If he is not mamish mischavein, but it's a certainty that the meloche, that the maaseh yisrael will be done, and he will be nene from it. He'll be nichale. He'll enjoy it. Mashein keiniv. If he is indifferent whether the melacha will be done or not, whether the maaseh yisrael will be done or not, so then it's not considered mischavein. Now, is he concerned whether the fire will be extinguished or not? He doesn't care. So memele, it's a psikreishe liyich beslei, so is chayv. And that way he explains the gemara of obare de dei, obare de chavre, obare in a perik habeine. So if someone is still a shulchin, and if he does it, and with with the mashu. So he's not tzorich l'ulshin, but he by being tailish l'ulshin, he improves the land. So the question is he chayev mishim chayresh or not? So the Gemara says, if he does it in his own field, if he's tailish l'ulshin, in mashu, he's not tzorich l'ulshin, and he does it in his own field, thereby improving the land, so he's chayev mishim chayresh. But if he does it v'arad echavre, so he's not chayev mishim chayresh. So Tesvez there explains it on the basis of Lachashen Tzichel Gufo. But the Oruch explains it on the basis of Psikresha Luyich Beslei. Because if he still is the Ulshi, v'arad the day, too he's not mishavin to improve the land. He's not mishavin to improve the land. So Mimele, but the land is improved anyway, and it's his own land, so he's nanny from it, he derives a benefit from it. So it's a psychosh nichalei. But if he does it v'arad echavre, what does he care whether his friend's land will be improved or not? So it's a psychosh l'ich beslei, l'ich beslei. So mimele is considered in the mischav. So the Oruch shita is that psychosh l'ich beslei is muta. But Rashi is here explicitly chelik on the Oruch. And he says, "V'chi made Rav Shimon b'midin loyich beslei in mischave mischame u'mi u'chavne loy mischave." So psikhei shel yich beslei is chayev is chelik on the Oruch. Mashenkin here it's more than loyich beslei. Here it's koshele, because here he's very unhappy that the chelozin dies, because on account of the death of the chelozin, so the coloring will not be so bright. If the chelozin had not died, the coloring would be much brighter. So it would give a much brighter color. So Mimele, Rashi Shite is that Psikreishe de lo yich pesle is chayim. Psikreishe de lo nichale, koshale. So then he is chayim. Then he is chayim. That's Rashi Shite. Now, but in regard to Psikreishe lo yich pesle, so Rashi Shite is not like that. That Psikreishe lo yich pesle is considered mischavim. Teisves is chelik on the Oruch, but there are two shittas in Teisves. Teisves here and Teisves in Perek Abeine Tavkuf Beis says that Psikresha Luich Pesle is only poter according to Rav Shimon on the score of Melocha Shenitzricha Luguf, but according to Rav Yudet Melocha Shenitzricha Luguf is chayev, so Psikresha Luich Pesle is chayev. Why? Because Psikresha Luich Pesle is considered mischav midrais. So Teisves in Perek Abeine and Teisves Dav Gimel in Shabbos says that all these gemores of Mapis Musa Natsot Hatsot Nochosh, so it's only poter because of Nochosh and Tzichel Guf, so it's out because we pass like Rav Shimon. But according to Rav Yude, so it will be chayev Mapis Musa, even though Teisves itself points out that it's a psikreishe d'leich beslei. Why? Because Teisves shite is that there is nothing significant in psikreishe d'leich beslei. Any psikreishe is considered mischave, but according to Rav Shimon, Melocha Shenitzricha Legufo is poter. So every psikreishe d'leich beslei is also Melocha Shenitzricha Legufo. So that's the reason as to why he is poter. So his Teisves Dav Gimel and Teisves in Perek Abeine is chelikan the Oruch Shite in respect to the Derais. However, Teisves in Ksuves Dav Vov, he is also chelikan on the Oruch. And Teisves in Ksuves Dav Vov says that me the Raise the Oruch is right, that Psikrei Sheloich Pesle is considered in Mishab. Not only in Shabbos is it Muta Midraise, but even in Kolatere Kule, it's also Muta. And because of that, Teisves in Ksuves says that Mizalfi Yayin Al Gabi Oishim, because Mid Raise is considered in Mishab. But whereas the Oruch says that there is not even Nisan de Rabbonon, so Teisve says, Mid Rabbonon, it is Oseh. Mid Rabbonon, Psikreishe, even Loich Besle, is considered Mishraven. But Mid Raise, Teisve, insofar as the Raise is concerned, Teisve thinks Suvez Davov agrees with Teisve with the Oruch Shite. But he is Chelik only in respect to the Rabbonon. But Rashi is Chelik and the Oruch in respect to the Raise. Still, if it is Koshele, if he is unhappy, if he is mitztayer from the meloche that is done, as for example here, because he's very unhappy about the fact that the chalozin is dead, because that will make the coloring less bright, so then it's not imlachas machsheres. So in other words, the Oruch, when the Oruch says psikreishe d'lo yich peslei, when the Oruch says psikreishe d'lo yich peslei, is when the Oruch says Psikreshet lo yich bislei is muter, so it's on the basis of a general principle of the Roshim Mischaven, because according to the Oruch only Psikreshet in Nichalei is considered Mischaven. Psikreshet lo yich bislei is not considered Mischaven. Mashenkin Rashi agrees with Tesis here that any Psikreshet is considered Mischaven. So even if Psikreshet lo yich bislei will also be considered Mischaven. And in Kol HaTekure, it won't make any difference according to Rashi. Whether it's a Psikreshe, the Loyich Pislei, or it's Psikreshe, the Loynichale, it will still be considered Mischavin, Midraise. But Gabi Shabbos, where there is a Aloche of Melaches Machsheves, so if it is just Loyich Pislei, then it is consistent with Melech Mashavis. Mashenkin, if he's mitzdayer, if it's loy michalei, he's unhappy about the meloche, so then it's inconsistent with Melech Mashavis. Why? Now, it appears from the Gemore in Krises. Now, first, Reb Chaim says, on the Rambam, so Reb Chaim says, that the Oruch Shite, that the Psikreshet lo yich bislei is muter, so that's not based upon Meleches Machsheves. That is based upon the general principle of Dovash and Mischav. But, let's say, according to Rabbi Yudeh, who says that Dovash and Mischav is Oser and Chayev and Kol HaTekure. So according to Rabbi Yudeh, if someone, let's say, in Ozir, will, with his hands, he will straighten out his hair, and by straightening out his hair, he'll tear out some hair. He'll be either an Issa D'Raisa, he'll be Chayev Malkus, according to Rabbi Yudeh. But Teisves in Perikiro and in Yume says that Rabbi Yudeh will be Meir, that by Shabbos, Dovashen Mischavein is Potter. Let's say, Rabbi Yudeh says that one is not allowed to walk on grass on Shabbos. Rabbi Shimon says one is allowed to walk on grass on Shabbos, even though he might pluck out grass, but it's a Dovashin Mischav. If it's a Kreshe, it isn't. It doesn't mean that every time you step on grass, you must pluck out grass. Sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. So it's a Dovashin Mischav. So according to Rabbi Shimon, you're allowed Lechatchila to walk on grass. According to Rabbi Yudeh, you're not allowed to walk on grass because of the possibility that you might pluck out grass. But, so Teisa says, in Perikiro, in Ksuves, in Yume, in Krises, that even Rabbi Yudeh will be made, that if someone will walk on grass on Shabbos and he'll pluck out grass, he will not be chayev chatos. Why? Because midraise Rabbi Yudeh is made that dovashin mischavim by Shabbos is muter. Why? Because melechas machsheves. So if it is a dovashin mischavim and it's not a psikreishe, so it's inconsistent with melechas machsheves. So by Shabbos, it's only Yosam the Rabbonim according to Rabbi Yudeh. Mashenkin in Kol HaTekure, where there is no Aloch of Melechas Machsheves, it's Yosam the Rais. So, Reb Chaim says, and this is mentioned by the Miri in Perik HaBeinu, everything that Reb Chaim says. So he says, suppose it's a Psikreshet lo yich bislei, according to the Oruch Shite, that Psikreshet lo yich bislei is considered any Mischav. And Reb Chaim assumes that the Rambam Shite is also like the Oruch. That Psikreshet lo yich bislei is considered in Mischavein. So that's only because the Rambam paskens like Rabbi Shimon, that Dovashin Mischavein is mutan kol HaTekure. But Psikreshet in Nichalei is considered Mischav. Mashenkin Psikreshet lo yich bislei is not considered Mischavein. But according to Rabbi Yudeh, who says that Dovashin Mischavein is also kol HaTekure, a Nozer is not allowed to straighten out his hair with his hands, because of the possibility lest he'll tear out hair. And if a Nozir will straighten out his hair with his hands, and he will tear out hair, will be Chayev Malkus, assuming that it's done with Asroi and Kabbalah Asroi and so on. Because Dovashin Mischavni is also not there. But if Rabbi Yudeh will be made that if somebody will walk on grass on Shabbos and he'll pluck out grass, he will not be either an Yisrael Raisi. Why? Because it's not Meleches Machsheves. So when will that be true? Only if he's in a Mischavein, it's not a Psikreshet. Let's say he walks on grass on Shabbos. But suppose someone will pour water on his hands and somebody else's grass and somebody else's garden. So Mimele, by pouring water on the grass of somebody else, so he promotes the growth of the grass. So he's a rea in effect. He's an iteya. So then according to Rabbi Yude, even Be'are de Chavre, when it's Lo'ich Beslei, so he'll still be chayev Mishum Zereya. According to Rabbi Shimon, he'll only be chayev if he'll pour the water on his own grass, on the grass in his own garden, because then he's nene from the better growth of grass. So it's a psikreshed in Yichalei, so it's considered mischave. But according to Rabbi Shimon, if he'll pour water on the grass of somebody else, where it's a psikreshed lo'ich beslei, so according to Rabbi Shimon, he'll be potter, because it's considered in a mischave. Mashenkin, according to Rabbi Yude, so he'll be chayev echatos, if he pours water on the grass of his friend, even though it's a psikreshed lo'ich beslei. But Rabbi Yude himself is made that if somebody walks on grass on Shabbos, so even though Dovashin Mischavin is chayvin kol atirikule, but by Shabbos he's poter, so the answer is that's only when there is no psikreshed altogether. So Mimele it's inconsistent with Machas Machsheves. Mashenkin, if there is a psikreshed, but it's psikreshed lo'ich beslei, so according to Rabbi Shimon, the Dovashin Mischavin is mutan kol atirikule, but psikreshed is considered Mischavin, so only a psikreshed in Yichale is considered Mischavin. Psikreshed lo'ich beslei is considered Teini Mischavin. Mashenkin, according to Rabbi Yude, so there is no general principle of Dovashin Mischavin is mutan kol atirikule. So Dovashin Mischavin is also kol atirikule. And kol atirikule, Dovashin Mischavin, without the psikreshe, let's say if he nozir tears out hair without kavone, he is chayev. But by Shabbos, if he walks on grass, he is poter because of his specific aloche of Shabbos of Melechas Machsheves. Because Dovashin Mischavim is inconsistent with Melechas Machsheves. So when is Dovashin Mischavim inconsistent with Melechas Machsheves? If there is no psikreshe altogether, Mashenkin, if he pours water on the grass of his friend, where there is a psikreshe, but he's not nene from that meloche, he doesn't care, then it is consistent with Lachas Machsheves. Why? Because the general principle of Dovashin Mischavim Alibi Reb Shimon is a concept, implies a concept of kavone, of intention. So psikreshe is considered mischavin, intended. But psikreshe de Michale is considered to have intention. Mashenki psikreshe lo'ich beslei, so it's not considered to constitute intention kavone. Mashenkin, according to Rabbi Yude, so in kol atirikule dovashin mischavein is chayev, so there is no concept of intention of kavone. But if somebody walks on grass on Shabbos and plucks out grass, so he's poter because of Melechas Machsheves. What does Melechas Machsheves imply? Melechas Machsheves implies a concept of yidiyah. In other words, if somebody walks out in the Rishus HaRavim on Shabbos and he has a handkerchief in his pocket and he is not cognizant of the fact that he has a handkerchief in his pocket and he carries, even though he carried the handkerchief all day, so he's potter of echatos. It's not a maizavere. Why? Because melechas machsheves osroteiro. The Torah asserted only a meloche that is a conscious meloche. But an unconscious meloche, the Torah didn't answer. It didn't answer. So that means that meleches machsheves implies an element of yidiyah. Only when the meloche is nases bidiyosei, then it's oser. But if it's not nases bidiyosei, it's not oser. Mimele, if somebody walks, even according to Rabbi Yude, if somebody walks on grass on Shabbos, when he starts walking on Shabbos, is he sure as to whether he will pluck out the grass or not? No. He knows that possibly he'll pluck out the grass. Possibly yes, possibly no. So Mimele, the element of yidiyah, of consciousness, is lacking. Because only when one is sure that he is doing a meloche, then it's a conscious act. But when he walks on grass on Shabbos, so he himself is in doubt whether he will pluck out the grass or not. So the element of yidiyah is lacking. So when is the element of yidiyah? When is the element of yidiyah lacking? If there is no psikreshe at all, let's say if somebody walks on grass on Shabbos, but if somebody pours water on his hands on the grass of his chava, so then it's a psychrasia that it will promote better growth of the grass. So the element of Yediyah is not lacking. But according to Rav Shimon, there is a prerequisite of Kavone. So the element of Kavone is lacking. Mashenkin, according to Rav Yudeh, there is no prerequisite of Kavone, only of Yediyah. So when there is no psychrasia altogether, then the element of Yediyah is lacking. But when there is a psychrasia, but it's a psychrasia liach peslei, so Kavone is lacking, but Yediyah is not lacking, so Mele is high. Some male is high, and you'll see that the Miri in Perik Habeine says the same thing. Some male Rashi shite is Rashi shi, but Rashi adds one thing. Rashi says psikreishad loyich peslei, psikreishad loyich peslei. Rashi is chelik andoch, and because Rashi holds that any psikreishah, even a psikreishah loyich peslei is chayin. Why? Because melechas machsheves implies an element of Yediyah. And if it's a psikreishah, even though it's a psikreishah loyich peslei, so still there is Yediyah. He knows that he's doing a meloche. But the whole shita is that if it's loyich peslei, then it's Kavone is lacking. Rashi is chilik andoch, that even if it's loyich peslei, so Kavone is not lacking.